Well, he was at three.
Louisa Kroll and Allison Fass led a team of 30 Forbes reporters who ranked the world's wealthiest for this week's billionaires issue.
A billion just isn't what it used to be. There are now 793 billionaires. 3 years ago, there were only 476.
For the 12th straight year, Microsoft founder Bill Gates is the world's richest man with $50 billion. Investor Warren Buffett trails in second with a meager $42 billion.
I think for a cover, we have...
Newcomers include cover boy Calvin Ayer, a Canadian who's built a billion-dollar online gambling empire, and K.P. Singh, who owns the real estate under many Indian companies that are outsourcing centers. India now has 23 billionaires.
Almost half of the world's billionaires are right here in the U.S., 371 to be exact, and between them, locked in the bank vaults, are assets worth well over $1 trillion.
Martha Stewart fell off the list this year, but Donald Trump is still on it. He's number 278.
Is it easier to make $1 billion now? There are more billionaires.
I think it's probably easier now than ever before, yeah.
And why is that?
Because there are more ways to do it.
So I thought I'd try and design something better.
British vacuum inventor James Dyson has literally sucked up his fortune. India's Tulsi Tanti made his out of thin air by building Asia's largest wind farm.
It's good to be on the list.
Billionaire Ronald Lauder, heir to his mother Estée Lauder's cosmetics fortune and founder of New York's Noy Gallery, says even for him, looking at the list can get depressing.
Why?
Because some people in their 30s are worth at least $10 billion. And I say, hey.
The world's youngest billionaire is now Hind Hariri, daughter of slain Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. She's only 22. Around the world, Louisa Kroll says the biggest fortunes aren't growing as fast.
So we're not going to have a trillionaire anytime soon?
No, I don't think so. I don't even think we're going to have a 100 billionaire anytime soon.
49 countries are now home to at least one billionaire. Membership in the club may be spreading, but it's still not easy to get in the door. Anthony Mason, CBS News, New York.